Wiki.
What's up, Judge Dredd Pizzas? This is Corey Vincent with an episode of Video Game Bang Quickies, where we were given a special advanced copy of the Judge Dredd Mega City 2 comic book, and it is awesome. This is by IDW Publishing. Basically, this is a new series in a different setting, Mega City 2. It is the comics writing debut of Eisner Award-winning journalist Douglas Wolk. And it was the artwork was done by Ulysses Farinas, and the coloring was done by Ryan Hill. And the copy I was given is the Joe Quaroni's variant. And I'm just going to go kind of give you my thoughts. So we're basically a video game podcast, and usually I'm joined with my co-hosts. But today I'm flying solo. So this is going to be a mini-series. It takes place in Mega City 2, where Judge Dredd is working on an undercover judicial exchange program, basically, where he reports to a guy named Judge Kennedy. And basically, the setting is totally different than anything you're used to in a Judge Dredd comic book. I'm not going to go here and make claims that I'm the biggest Judge Dredd follower in comic books. I've picked up a few, a lot of the crossovers. But this one is legit. I'm really in this one for the long haul now. Basically, if you know Judge Dredd, he's like a kind of like a stony type figure, really judicial. But they put him in a completely different setting. So basically, Mega City 2 is like L.A., like a modern day L.A. where everything is totally commercialized. It and let me go to that point too. Like, in reading this comic book, I'm finding most of the enjoyment is coming from my second go through, where I'm just looking at the pictures and the things in the background that I didn't miss, like a traffic jam where the dude's like flipping Judge Dredd off. I mean, I didn't see that. You read all the tiny little signs. It's a perfect like little commentary on what basically everything that's wrong with our country today. The everybody gets a trophy type of deal. It's a stark contrast from where Dredd has come from, and it's funny to watch him try and adjust. It's a fish out of water type situation. For example, Judge Dredd has to give up his lawgiver for a tiny little pistol with a teddy bear on it that only shoots friendly bullets. I'm looking to the future of the comic series. They've introduced a couple characters. There was a woman who is also an undercover cop. Her name is Hurley. And, of course, there was the Chief Judge Kennedy, who seems that everything is fine. He's not aware that Judge Dredd is there kind of investigating the city. One of the little panels mentioned, you know, we don't know how deep this conspiracy goes, which I think is going to kind of be the theme of this whole thing. I'm looking forward to see where it goes. There was an awesome little teaser at the very end, as comics like to do. I'm not going to spoil that one for you guys. But if you are a fan of the Judge Dredd series of comics, it's a no-brainer. Go pick this one up. Get something you haven't seen before. I can promise you that, in a Judge Dredd series. And maybe you just saw the reboot movie, Dredd, and you want to get a little bit more into the universe. It's, you know, not going to pick up exactly what the movie, you know, your conceptions of what the movie are. But, you know, it's a good expanded universe. It's a good way to challenge your mind and stop looking at the TV screens and start reading. Put paper to hand. Now get out there, shut off your computer, and this Wednesday, go to your local comic shop, support your local businesses, and buy this comic book. Judge Dredd Mega City 2, issue number 1. You won't regret it. And as always, I am Corey Vincent from the Video Game Bang Podcast. If you've enjoyed this review, I promise you, you will enjoy our show. Our show comes on nerdreactor.com under the podcast section, and it is up on Mondays and Thursdays. Me and my good friend Aaron Carter, we go through video game news, talk about movies, play games. You like games? We give away prizes, all sorts of fun stuff. Thank you guys so much for your time. And as always, I will see you on the internet.